Thank you very much. Before I start, I'd like to mention that this coming Sunday evening, we're having a wedding. My son is getting married, Bishat Tov Matzlachas. I'd like to invite everyone to come to the chuppah. I can't invite everyone to the whole dinner. The wedding, okay? I'm the boy's side. The wedding is going to be in Williamsburg at the Teres Avraham this coming Sunday at 5 o'clock. Oh, half past five in the evening. And next week, my wife insists that I have to attend all of the Sheva Brachas every night, so I won't be able to give any shurim next week in the evening. So I apologize, and we'll have to continue the shurim the week after. Week after the Shiva's Meir Mishnah. Yes? Amen. Wish everyone the same. Amen. Yeah. So we left off last week. We started the din on Mem on the base. The Mishnah has the special din deraisa that the Kohen Gadol has to learn Kriyas HaTorah on Yom Kippur in conjunction with the Avodas Hayoyim. The Gemara learns that from Sukkim in the first parak in Yuma, Daf Hei, that after the Kohen Gadol sends the Soir Hamishtaleach V'yad Ishti Hamidvara, so he goes after the Shiluach HaSoir LaAzazel, he has to go to learn Kriyas HaTorah. And when he says the brachas on his kriyas hatorah, has to be dafki b'loshna kodesh. All year long, when a person gets an aliyah, if he doesn't know how to say the brachas in the original Hebrew, he can say in translation. But the brachas kain gadol, and the same thing hakel. These are the two kriyas hatorah deraisa. Kriyas hatorah is deraisa on Yom Kippur, when the kain gadol lanes the Seder Avoida. And once every 7 years, on Sukkot following Shnas HaShmito, the melech lanes from the Sefer Torah, that's also a kriyas hatorah deraisa. So the Mishnayos say that those two brachas, the same brachas that the Kohen Gadol says on Yom Kippur, is what the Melech says on Chol Hamoed Sukkos. The only difference is on Yom Kippur you ask for Mechilas HaAvayim, and on Sukkos you say about the fact that it's Yontif, that it's Yontif Sukkos. But all the other brachas are the same. Okay. Tosis is mecharish that parshas zochas deraisa paraduma. Also, when you make a paraduma, you have to learn parshas para. When you burn the paraduma, you have to learn parshas para. Also deraisa. I don't know.
So why would paraduma be in the Mishnah
then? Why isn't it in the Mishnah? Maybe because it's not every year. See, this was fixed. The Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur is every year, and this every eighth year, every hakel every 7 years is avegishto. Paraduma, when you need a paraduma. Sometimes 100 years go by, 150 years go by. Historically, the Mishnah says there were 9 paradumas, and the 10th paraduma is going to be Lasi Lovaz. Mashiach Vet Kumin will have the 10th paraduma. So whenever you need a paraduma, you make it. I don't know. I don't know why it's not mentioned. So the Mishnah says, the Mishnah describes that the Kohen Gadol is sitting in the Azara. And when they bring him the Sefer Torah, he stands up out of respect for the Sefer Torah. That's the din. When someone's carrying a Sefer Torah, when the Sefer Torah is at rest, is sitting still in the Oren Kodesh, or someone's holding a Sefer Torah and the person holding it is standing still, that's considered Sefer Torah is at rest, so you don't have to stand. When someone's walking with a Sefer Torah, then you have to stand out of respect for the Sefer Torah. So that's what the Mishnah says. The Shamus in the Beis Hamikdash gets the Sefer Torah for the Kohen Gadol to lay on Yom Kippur. The Kohen Gadol is sitting in the Azara somewhere, and then he stands up when they bring him the Sefer Torah, and he lanes. Frag the Gemara Akasha, Oimeid, about 8 lines from the bottom of Mem Amid Beis. Frag the Gemara Oimeid, the Kohen Gadol stands up when they bring the Sefer Torah. Michlal, the Yoshev, who apparently he's sitting in the Azara when they bring the Sefer Torah, then he has to stand. We have a din, we have a tradition. No one's allowed to sit in the Azara. Only the one who is a melech, who is a descendant from David HaMelech. This is an interesting din. This is a question. Is this a din deraisa or a din derabbanan? En yeshiva b'azara. It's a din deraisa and yeshiva. Where's the pasuk? So Rashi in one place writes, it's halacha l'moshe m'sinai. He assumes that it's a din deraisa and you have no pasuk. Must be like tefillin have to be black and tefillin have to be square. The halachas l'moshe m'sinai means a din deraisa, which we have an oral tradition on, and there's no methodology whereby you can read this by reading in between the lines. There's no way to darshan from the midrash haTorah and the Drashas men. So Rashi in one place, there's a stira between the two Rashis. Rashi in one place writes that it's halacha l'moshe misina. Rashi in the other place writes that it's only the rabbanon. It's only the rabbanon for statement. So din de rabbanon, they made an exception for the malchei beis dovid. If it's a din de raisa, so that's a din de raisa. Ein yeshiva bazar. No one's allowed to sit in the azar except for dovid amelach and his descendants. That was part of the halacha l'moshe misina. It's a little strange. So they knew already in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu that there's going to be a person dovid amelach. Mibarosh, that's a different thing. The Rabbanu Shalom tells Yerav Ben Nevot, do tshuva, and you and I and Ben David will go together in Gan Eden, the Talmud Gan Eden. So he said, Mibarosh is going to work first. The Rabbanu Shalom said, Ben David Barosh, David Amelch, go first. So he said, I'm not going to do tshuva then. I'll only do tshuva if it pays, if I'll go Barosh. That's one Gemara. Now, there's another Medrash that says that why is it Yerovam set up Egle Zohov in two different locations? He didn't allow anyone to go to Yerushalayim to be Oyla Rego, and he forced everyone, he had the police on the highways, guards, to prevent the Jews from being Oyla Rego. Why did he care if they're Oyla Rego? They were all Jewish. He worshipped the Jewish religion. Why did he force everybody to worship the Egle Azov? So that's what the Medrash says. He was afraid when I go to the Azara, Rechavam is going to be sitting in the Azara, because Rechavam is the son of Shlomo HaMelech, and Yeshiva Azara Malchi Bez David Bovad, and Yerav Ben Nevot is not a descendant, so he'll have to stand there. The other one will sit, so they'll realize that I'm not the real Melech. That's another Medrash. That's another Gemara. So that's a shayla. This, if it's halacha l'moshe misina, that was the nusach of the halacha l'moshe misina. Ein yeshiva b'azara, ele l'malchei beis David v'olvar. So it's funny, how could it be? So Rav Elvelo Soloveitchik has in a sefer achumish a comment on this din. He says, no, Mizdama was like this. The halacha l'moshe misina was ein yeshiva b'azara, ele l'malchus hanivcheres. Malchus hanivcheres, the chosen malchus, is yet to be determined who is going to be the malchus hanivcheres. So it turned out later, years later, it turned out that David HaMelech, he had the Malchus HaNevcheres. So it's possible to say it's Taka Din Deraisa Halacha L'Moshe Misina. There's no Pasuk. You can't say it's based on a Pasuk. There is no Pasuk. You can say it's Halacha L'Moshe Misina, and then you have to say that that was part of the Halacha L'Moshe Misina, that the Malchus HaNevcheres in Eretz Yisrael represents the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. The Melech Yisrael, who's from the Malchus HaNevcheres, represents the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and when he sits in the Azara, it's considered as if he represents the Jewish God, the God of the Jewish people, as if the Shechina is sitting in the Azara.
Even more than that, it's
supposed to be from Shevet Yehuda, and then within Shevet Yehuda, we have to yet determine who's going to be that family, who's going to be the Malchus HaNevcheres. The Gemara quotes a pasuk: "Vayov haMelech Dov, vayeshiv lifnei Hashem, vayom biyanochi v'gam, vayeshiv lifnei Hashem." He sits in the presence of the Shechina, since he is the Malchus HaNevcheres. So it's considered as if the Shechina is present. So he's the only one who's allowed to sit in the Azara. Tosfos, the bottom big Tosfos, quotes a medrash, an outside medrash that contradicts the Bavli, that the Kohen Gadol is allowed to sit in the Azara. If you say the Kohen Gadol is allowed to sit, so there's no problem with the Mishnah. Mishnah says the Kohen Gadol is sitting up until the time that they bring the Sefer Torah, then he has to stand up out of respect for the Sefer Torah. But you see, the Talmud Bavli doesn't hold like that, the Psikta, it's called a Psikta or something.
What is the previous Rashi? What's the previous Rashi? A Yeshiva, Rav the Kodesh Shemayim, and Malchi Yeshara, etc. What is that?
Even the Malachim have to stand, so human beings also have to stand. Malachim stand because they're in the presence of the Shechina, so whoever is in the Azara, in the presence of the Shechina, everybody has to stand. Yeah. Out of respect for the Shechina.
But a kind God is he's there quite a long period of time. He's doing the old Avodah.
He's supposed to be there all day long, yeah.
To stand the whole time is...
When he wants to sit, he has to leave the Azara, he has to walk out. Like on Simchas Torah, you have to stand when they carry all the Sefer Torah by HaKofis. When someone is tired, you should go to the Ezra Snashim. You go to a different room. So the Kohen Gadol is supposed to be in the Beis Hamikdash all day long. That's how the Rambam writes, quoted Sefarto, Liyasham Kala Yom, to supervise Hakrovas Hakrobonis. When he gets tired, he has to go to a side room, which is outside of the Azara, where he'll be able to sit, and he'll supervise the Hakrovas Hakrobonis from the side room, not from in the Azara Gufim. So that's the Gemara's kasha. What's going on? What do you mean? The Kohen Gadol is sitting in the Azara until they bring the Sefer Torah. The din is that no one is allowed to sit except Malchus Beis Dovin, and the Kohen Gadol is also not allowed to sit. And for the Gemara, Kedom Rav Chizda, just like Rav Chizda explained the connection with a different problem. The answer is when it says he's sitting in the Azara, means there's Os Noshim. The Kohen Gadol is not sitting in the Azara, he's sitting in the Ezra Snoshim. The Ezra Snoshim never had Kedushas Azara. The Ezra Snoshim only has Kedushas Harabayis. Harabayis, you're permitted to sit. That's why Rashi writes in a few places in Shas that the reason why the Chachamim would never. The Chachamim have a right to be Mekadesh Azara as much as they want. There's no loch, it has to be Dafke rectangular. They could have made the Ezra Snoshim also Mekudesh Bekdushas Azara. Then all the women would have had to stand. So they didn't. They wanted to be kind to the women. So they decided not to be Mekadosh the Ezra Snoshim or Kedushas Hazara. It only had Kedushas Harabayis. Women, you know, Orthodox women are usually either pregnant or nursing. Or Skenas. They're over 70 years old. either Mubaris, I mean, that's why by the Chassidish women, they never heard that they fast. What do you mean you fast only the men fast. Why? Because either they're pregnant or they're nursing or they're ancient or they're 75 years old. So it's not shaykh that they should fast. The men fast, the women don't fast. Yeah, so that's what Rashi writes in a few places in Shas. The reason why the Chachamim decided not to be Mekadesh, Ezra Snashim, Kedusha Sazore, only Kedusha Arbay, is that the women should be able to sit. Yeah. Everything, the Gemara has, Rashi has over here. Rashi writes the last line on the daf in Rashi, Amem on the base. Last line, Rashi says, Afilu Chalal Shara Nicanor. Nicanor was the fellow who paid for the gates. Agoy. He donated golden gates for the Azar. So Afilu, the Sha'arim, like over here, the Shar is, the two mezuzahs are like 4 inches wide. Sometimes you have a very wide Shar, sometimes you have a narrow Shar. So Shar Nicanor was pretty wide. And sometimes when it would be raining, so people would stand under the mashkof to protect themselves from the rain. So the Gemara says they were never mekadosh to Shar Nicanor. Shar Nicanor led up from the Ezra Snoshim into the Azara. The Rashi says not only the Ezra Snoshim didn't have Kedushas Azara, even the Shar Nicanor in between the Ezra Snoshim and the Azara also didn't have, also only had Kedushas Harbais, didn't have Kedushas Azara. Right, the Mitzarayim would stand there, right? So the Minchas Chinuch writes in one place, on Parshas Nosai, he writes, what's the rule? How did the Chachamim know? What's the cloud? Which Sha'arim? What is Kachu? Where, when you have gateways going from one location to the other, and one location had a Kedusha, one location didn't have a Kedusha, when does the Shar, the thickness of the doorway, when does it have the din like inside, when does it have the din like outside? He said, there is no rule. And each individual case, the Chacham decided, based on a consideration, should we be Mekadosh with the Kedusha of inside or not? Same thing, the Ezra Snoshim. If they wanted to, they could have made the Ezra Snoshim also Mekudosh be Kedusha Sazar. They didn't want to, they decided not to, only to give it Kedusha Sarabai, not to give it Kedusha Sazar. If they give Kedusha Sazar, the women will have to stand the whole time. That's why the Poskim all assume, the Mishnah Berurah quotes it, the Poskim assume that the women's section in the shul has a lower level of Kedusha than the men's section. What's happens with the Jewish religion doesn't consider the women as important as the men. No. Every part of the shul we consider Mechuvin Keneged a certain part in the Beis HaMikdash. The Mokum where the Yoren Kodesh is like the Kodesh HaKadoshim, where the Sefer Torah was, where the Luchas were, where the Orem was in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And the Rambam has a din based on that. That the area directly above the Aron Kodesh has Kedusha. The area, because in the Beis HaMikdash proper, the area directly above, the Avir, the second floor above the Heichal, had Kedusha. Above the Azar, didn't have Kedusha.
I think there's a rule
about having an apartment in the shul. Right. So the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, says it's mutter to use the rooms upstairs of the shul for other purposes. So the Rambam has a tshuva, he says, but the room directly above the Aron Kodesh, you're not allowed to, because the Aron Kodesh is like the Heichal, and the Heichal, the Gag of the Heichal was Niskadosh. The Gag of the rest of the Azara was not Niskadosh. So in the Beis HaMikdash, there was the Azara where the men stood, and there was the Ezra Snoshim where the women sat. The women didn't have to stand, the women sat. So just like in the Beis HaMikdash, the women's section had a slightly lower level of Kedusha than the men's section, because it only had Kedushas HaRabbais, and the men's section had Kedushas HaZara. So in the shul also, everything in the shul is parallel to HaMikdash Meyat. Everything is supposed to be parallel to what they had in the Beis HaMikdash. So that's why it says in the Shulchan Aruch, let's say you have the men's section, you decide that you want to take away part of the men's section and designate it as a women's section. It turns out that there are many more women coming to shul than men, and the women's section is crowded and the men's section is empty. So you want to move over the mechitza, so you'll have a chunk of the men's section will be converted into a men's section. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes all the classical poskim. That constitutes a problem of maridin. Malam HaKadosh v'lo maridin. To take the men's section and to convert it into a women's section is considered lowering the level of Kedusha. And then they discuss, the poskim even discuss, let's say you had a shul, a big shul, then, so milachatchila, sometimes they build the shul milachatchila with a women's balcony upstairs. Okay, so the women's balcony has the Kedusha of the Ezes Nashim, and the shul downstairs has the Kedusha Sazara. But let's say originally you built the tall shul, there is no women's section. And then you decide you want to, there's a women's section, a small section. Then they want to make the balcony wider to take away part of the Chalal Ho'avir. There's empty space over there. So you want to extend the women's balcony and to take away, not to take away any seats from the men's section on the ground below, to take out part of the Avir. So since Melechatchila, when they built the men's section, they thought the whole Avir is going to be Mekudosh B'Kedushas as a Yisrael, to take away part of the Avir, even though you're not taking away any seats, is also considered a problem. An issue of Malam HaKadosh V'lo Marid. So the Paskim Havetz is how to get around it. How do you do it?
What about Eretz Yisrael is not Kodesh?
Also a degree of Kedusha. The Mishnah says there are Eser Kedushas, there are 10 levels of Kedusha. So the highest level of Kedusha is the Kodesh HaKadoshim, where the Oren is. And the lowest, then you go the Harabais, then you go Yerushalayim, then you go Ayaras HaMakavis Chaim, and then all of Eretz Yisrael has the lowest level of Kedusha. The Beis HaMikdash has the highest level of Kedusha, 10 different Madregas. The Mishnah says there are 10, but it lists off 11. So all the Mepharshim work on that. It says, Esa Kedusha Sein, and then it lists off 11 Madregas instead of 10. But Eretz Yisrael is the lowest level of the Kedusha.
So if there's a minion and some men want to daven in the women's section, then you would say they shouldn't daven in that section because it doesn't have the same Kedusha that it has downstairs.
That's right. More correct, the women should push that they want to daven in the men's section. Because the men's section has more Kedusha. The men's section has more Kedusha than the women's section. But we don't permit the women to daven in the men's section. But the men should go daven in the women's section. Well, where's the Chachma? A lot of times people come late, so they're embarrassed to go daven in the shul, so they daven in the women's section. It's a problem. We spoke last week, it's a problem, because you need 10 people in the same room. So sometimes you have 9 men on this side of the mechitza, 9 men on the other side. You don't have 10 men in the same room if the mechitza is attached to the floor. It's chelek v'shus v'fnei atzma.
What about to learn in the women's section?
What about?
To learn in the women's section.
Fine. The men can learn, the women can learn. You're permitted to learn in the men's section and in the women's section. The women are permitted to learn in the women's section, yeah.
What makes the Kedusha in a shul? Just by the fact that the builders separated like this? I mean, they just made this one for men, this for women? What act makes it a Kedusha?
No. Kol zman they didn't start to daven in the shul, that's called Hazman Alav Milsehi. I designated it as a shul, but I didn't daven in it yet. That's Hazman Alav. Machlekes Habay V'Rav, and we pass like Rav. It's not from the Al-Kagam. So the din is like Rav Hazman Ala Milsi, but when the men daven here, the women daven there, you use it like that, so that's it. Yeah, so that's Makadoshin. Same thing, you designate a sukkah, you designate Dalamina, but it doesn't become hooked in the mitzvah until you actually sit in the sukkah, until you actually shake the lulav in the morning. If you shake the lulav at night, you didn't do the mitzvah yet. It means you actually do the mitzvah. Up until that point, it's called Hazman Ala Milsi.
The shul with a quarter of the mechitza, it's all considered one.
If it's not attached to the floor, then the Mishnah Berurah says you can't be mitzaref. 5 people on one side, 5 people on the other side. It's really one big room, right? But if the mechitza is attached to the floor, then and it cuts the room in half, taka, cuts the room in 2 parts, then you cannot be mitzaref the people on one side to the people on the other side.
Well, you have to have a minute that they finish with the lulavim on Sukkot, they throw it on top of the Aron Kodesh. That's not really proper then?
The Pashto says that it's not proper at all. The Aron Kodesh has Kedusha, it's hooked to the mitzvah, it's a Tashmish Kedusha for the Sefer Torah. You're not allowed to put. Let's say a lot of people have tefillin, so they have cardboard boxes to protect the bottom. So they have the tefillin zekel, then they put the cardboard box on top, then they put a little sitter leaning on the cardboard boxes. The cardboard boxes have the status of tashmish kedusha. It's meshamish the tefillin. The sitter doesn't have the status of tashmish kedusha. That's not right. You're not allowed to put a sitter and lean it on the cardboard boxes. Cardboard boxes, when they get all worn out and they're useless, you're not allowed to throw them in the garbage. You have to put it in Sheamus. That's mamish tashmish kedusha, like a tefillin zekel is tashmish kedusha. But let's say a plastic cover for a mezuzah is a tashmish kedusha. Not only the parchment, not only the parsha has the status of kedusha's ksav. The tinfoil that you wrap the parsha in, or the saran wrap, or the plastic cover that you put on top, also has the status of tashmish kedusha. And if it breaks and you don't want to use it anymore, so you're not permitted to throw it in the garbage. You have to put it in the shem, even if it doesn't have any shem hashem on it. Doesn't have to have any psukim on it. That's tashmish kedusha.
But you have the whole bias. The is not good for kedusha.
The siddur has psukim written.
Yeah.
It's probably printed by goy. Hebrew publication company. Mustama, the one who pushed the button, is probably not even Jewish. So it probably doesn't have kedusha. Strictly speaking, doesn't have kedusha. It's not nice, nignozim. You should really put it in the shemus. If you have an old siddur that you can't use anymore, it's all worn up and torn, and no one wants to use it. So the proper thing is to put it in the shemus because it has psukim and some, but strictly speaking, it doesn't really have kedusha.
The tefillin
zekel
should not be a tashmish.
The tefillin zekel should be a tashmish, the tashmish. If you have twice removed, if you wouldn't have the ritzuah sticking outside, the ritzuah is a gufik. Yeah. There's a stirrup. When you get to some dinim, we treat the ritzuah as tashmish kedusha. When you get to other dinim, we treat the ritzuah as gufik kedusha. Rab Chaim Soloveitchik in the Sefer on the Rambam explains what it is. He says when you're talking about kedusha's tefillin, the tefillin consists of three parts: the parshios, the batim, and the ritzuah. So the ritzuas have the status of gufi kedusha with respect to kedusha's tefillin. If you're talking about kedusha's haparshios, then the batim are mishamish the parshios, and the ritzuas are mishamish the parshios also. But the ritzuas are gufi kedusha benegeh to kedusha's tefillin, because tefillin needs all three parts. It's a tashmish benegeh to some din, and we treat it as tashmish kedusha, because it's mishamish the parshios. But it's a gufi kedusha also. It's both. It's a gufi kedusha and a tashmish kedusha. The Gemara calls even the Parshios Tashmish Kedusha. That Gemara isn't interested in distinguishing between Gufi Kedusha and Tashmish Kedusha. There were other Gemaras in Sanhedrin by the Sugi of Hazman and Milsehi where we distinguish between the Gufi Kedusha and the Tashmish Kedusha. So that's Rab Chaim Soloveitchik explains that sometimes we treat the Ritzuas as Gufi Kedusha. When you're talking about Kedusha's HaTfilin, it's an integral part of the Tfilin. Because you can't have tefillin without all three. You need parshios and batim and ritzuas. And again, the kedushas are parshios. So then the ritzuas and the batim are mishamish the parshios. So there I consider a tashmish a kedusha. But the Gemara Megillah, where it says that you're not allowed to throw it in the garbage, Gemara just call even tashmish a kedusha you're not allowed to throw. Gufi kedusha certainly. And they give you the marshal of the parshios of the Sefer Torah tefillin mezuzah. That's really gufi kedusha. That's not. The Gemara says even tashmish a kedusha. Kalvachayim a gufi kedusha, you're not allowed to throw out in the garbage. So that's how the Gemara explains. When the Mishnah says that the Kain Gadol is sitting in the Azara, it doesn't mean the Azara. It means the Ezras Noshim. Frag Markasha Meisvei, but we have a brisa that says, Vehechen Korimbo, where did they lay in the Kriyas HaTorah? We assume the Kain Gadol is probably going to lay in the same place where they bring him the Sefer Torah. He's going to stand up and he's going to lay. Shteit Ba'azara. Blazer B'Yankiv says in Harabayis, but the first time it says in the Azara. Yeah, so Frag the Gemara, how can you tell me that it's an Ezras Noshim? And for the Gemara, I'm Rav Chizda, the Ezras Noshim. That was the original word where Rav Chizda said it, that not Brisa. When the second Tana, Rav Lezer Yankim says, where is he laying? Where is the Kohen Gadol laying? And the second Tana says, the first Tana says, Ba'azara, he didn't mean Azara, Azara. He meant Ezras Noshim. Al Pidit, Minatoro, the whole Harabayis, all had, there are three levels. There's the Azara has higher Kedusha, that's where you shech Karbonis. Then you have Harabayis, and then you have Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is Mechuvin Keneged Machne Yisrael, and Harabai is Mechuvin Keneged Machne Levi on the Midbar, and the Yazar is Mechuvin Keneged Machne Kohanim, Machne Shechina, Machne Shechina. So the Mishnayos have, the Mishnayos Kelim, when it lists off the Esek Kedushas, the 10 levels of Kedusha, Eretz Yisrael is the lowest level of Kedusha, and the Kodesh HaKadoshim is the highest level of Kedusha, and in between you have all the other levels. So the Mishnah lists off Midirabbanan. There are three different parts to the Har Habayis. On the level of the Raisa, the whole Har Habayis has the same status. In Midirabbanan, there are three different sections. So the Ezras Noshim is the deepest, the third section, that has more Chumris Midirabbanan. In Atar, the whole Har Habayis is all the same thing. Midirabbanan, the Ezras Noshim, has certain Chumris that the first two sections of the Har Habayis don't have. So that's what the Gemara says. The original comment of Rav Chisda was made on this Braisa, where the first Tanakh comment says, where does the Kohen Gadol do the laning on Yom Kippur? It's a Tosefta. He does the laning in the Azara. So he says, doesn't mean Azara, Azara. It means there's Ezras Noshim. Ezras Noshim is really Har Habayis. You're allowed to sit there. So the same as Rav Chisda made the comment on the Tosefta, the same comment on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says the Kohen Gadol is sitting in the Azara. And he stands up when they bring him the Sefer Torah. He starts laying. It means he's sitting in the Ezras Noshim. He can't be sitting in the Azor, because even in Kohen Gadol, there's not allowed to sit in the Azor. So then the Mishnah says he has to lay in three sections from the Sefer Torah. He has to lay in Acharei Mois. That has the Seder Avodas Yom Kippurim, the special karbanos that are brought for the purpose of acquiring atonement, acquiring Mechilas HaAvayin. Then you have Ach Ba'Osor. That's in Parshas Emor. And then he lays also Ube'asa Shebechum Shabkudim. In Parshas Pinchas, he lays about the Musafim. There were two sets of karbonas that were brought on Yom Kippur. Every Shabbos and Yontav they bring Musafim, Rosh Chodesh and Chalamoid, a day that has special Kedusha. So on Yom Kippur also has special Kedusha Sayoim, so they bring Musafim. Then in addition to the Musafim, many Rishonim hold the Musafim Meikar Adin could have been brought by Kohen Hedyot. The Mishnah say the Kohen Gadol did everything from A to Z. The Meirim Shem say that's only a Chumra Midirabbanu. The only thing you need the Kohen Gadol for is what's listed in Acharei Mois. The Kesef Mishnah quotes that from the Ritva. He really quotes the Ritva. Kesef Mishnah beginning Hilchos Seder Avodas Yom Kippurim, Rabbi Yosef Karo, his commentary on the side of the Ram, quotes this from the Ritva in Yuma. We have a Ritva in Yuma, so he says it. He says there are Rishonim who hold that the only Avodas Yom Kippurim that requires a Kohen Gadol are the Korbanos that are mentioned in Acharei Mois. That's for the Kapara purposes. That says the Kohen Gadol Achas Bashana should do. Whatever is mentioned in Parshas Pinchas, the Musafim, that's the same as the Musafim for Rosh Hashanah and from Pesach Shavuot Sukkos. You don't need a Kohen Gadol for that. Lemais and the Mishnah said the Kohen Gadol did everything, but they said that was only a Chumra Midirabban. Many Rishonim agree with that. So those are the three kriyas that the Kohen Gadol does. The first kriya is Acharei Mois, about the special karbanas for kapara. Then the third kriya is going to be from Parshas Pinchas, the Musafim. And the second kriya is going to be in Parshas Emor. So from Acharei Mois, Kedoshim Emor is not so far. So he rolls, after he finishes laying Acharei Mois, the whole Seder Avodas Yom Kippurim, he has a Meturgamon who's going to translate the Psukim. Even in the Beis HaMikdash, they had a Meturgamon. That's how the Gemara in the Dorim, Daf Lamed Ches, quotes a pasuk from here, from the Chemya, Perek Ches. It says they opened up the holy temple for the high holiday services. They opened up the second Beis Hamikdash for Rosh Hashanah. And Ezra Sofer was the Kohen, and he got the first Aliyah. And he said, Baruch Hu Hashem Amvoirach. The whole description of Kriyas HaTorah appears there, exactly the way we do Kriyas HaTorah today. That's how it's described there. So the pasuk says they lay in kriyas hatorah mafarish v'sum seichel. What do you mean mafarish v'sum seichel? So the Gemara says in the Dorim on Daf Lamed Ches, what it means is that they lay with trup, and they had a meturgamon in the Beis Hamikdash on Rosh Hashanah. They had a meturgamon commenting. The Balkar would lay in pasuk by pasuk, one pasuk at a time, and then the meturgamon would translate into Aramaic. It would say over our targum that the people should understand the halachas that it says in Chumash. So the Gemara says here, the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, when he lays, also has a Meturgamon. So he lays Parshas Acharei Mois, the Seder Avodas Yom Kippurim. And then he quickly is rolling the Sefer Torah from Acharei Mois to Parshas Emor. It's not so far. Acharei Mois, Kedoshim Emor. He's not supposed to keep the people standing there and twiddling their thumbs. That's bizoyanat tzibur, tirchad tzibura. No one's allowed to talk when the Sefer Torah is open. The Kohen Gadol does start rolling the Sefer Torah. So the Gemara says you have to get the Meturgam on to speak slowly on the last psukim that the Kohen Gadol is going to lay, and he has to give a drashid which is going to last until he finds a place in Parshas Emor. And then he lays Parshas Emor, that's the Hemshech, the second third of his Aliyah. But then to roll from Parshas Emor to Parshas Pinchas, that's going to be a filibuster. What the Meturgama is going to give Adrosha for 3 minutes, that's not Derech Eretz. So the Mishnah says he closes the Sefer Torah and he says, Parshas Pinchas is here too, but I'm not going to lay in Bitoch HaKsav. Don't think that it's a puzzle of Sefer Torah. Yosem Masha Karasi Lefnechem Kosev Kan. Parshas Pinchas is here too. It's a kosher Sefer Torah. But I'm not going to roll because the din says you're not allowed to shtel the Sefer Torah, but see, you're not allowed to keep the people waiting. So he lanes, that's what we spoke about last week, he lanes Parshas Pinchas Balpeh. Even though usually it's a din deraisa, many assume Dvarim Shebichsav, Yatar Hashel Yomen Alpeh, not allowed to. Means that's not the complete way to fulfill the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah. More correct is to learn Kriyas HaTorah Terech HaKsav. But over here, because of the Tirchad Tzibur, you have no Brera. So that's where the Gemara Frek Takasha, here on the second line from the top of Mem Aleph and Mem Aleph. Murderous Kasha, the Gemara asked that Kasha. Very good Kasha. Very good Kasha. So, okay, we're going to learn it tonight. Okay, let's see the third line. Craig, the Gemara, third line from the top. It says he lanes Achrimois, then he skips and he lanes from Emor. Craig, the Gemara, Uriminhu, we have a Bryce in Megillah. Masachas Megillah, you have all the dinim of Kriyas HaTorah. Really, the dinim of Purim are so few, it doesn't deserve to have a home Sichta. They could have put all the dinim of Purim and Megillah in one perek. You can't make a mesichta out of that. So the Yerushalmi says that Tanoim felt compelled to make a mesichta because it says in the Megillah Sesli, "V'diva ha'yimei Purim heilu le'yavim mitoch ha'yehudim mizichrim le'yosef mizarim." The Yom Tov Purim will never be forgotten from the Jewish people. They say that even in Russia under the communists, they didn't come to shul all year long. But Purim, they all knew you got to come to shul. Everybody, even the Jews who are so far from Yiddishkeit, they all knew Purim, you got to come to shul. So the Rishami says, in order to make sure that Purim will never be forgotten, so they dedicated a whole mesichta, because Torah Shabbat Peh is never going to be forgotten. So they dedicated a whole mesichta, Megillah, but they had to pad it with other things. So you have Hilchas Beis HaKnesses and Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah. Then you have the first pair, Geit Avek, Ein Bein Zeh Lezeh, a whole bunch of Ein Beins. All Zaytig Azachin. There really isn't enough to make a mesichta just from Hilchas Purim. It's 2 pages and that's all. So they had it padded with other things. So what do they need the whole mesichta for? To see to it that the Yom Tov HaPurim should be mezichron le'yosem mizarim. Once you make a mesichta in Torah Shabbat Peh, it's batuach. It'll never be forgotten. The my mitzvah boys make a siyum on Megillah. It's a nice, easy, short mesichta. So they make siyum on Megillah. So that's the Gemara's kasha. They quote from a brisa in Megillah. Ure minhu, we have a kasha, medalgim in ovim, medalgim ator, when you're laying in Kriyas HaTorah, so you're not allowed to skip, to lay in a few psukim here, then to roll a couple of pages and skip to lay. Not allowed to do that. In the Neviim, we do it all the time, in a Haftarah. You lay in a little section here, then you roll Vaita, and you lay in from a different section. Medalgim in ovim, that's muta, however, a medalgim ator, you're not allowed to skip in a Sefer Torah. So how does the Kohen Gadol do it on Yom Kippur? That's a separate aliyah. That's a separate aliyah. The Gemara is going to explain. And for the Gemara, it's going to be the same answer that they give on this. Is going to be the answer on Vaychal. Amar Abai loy kashe is not a stira. Kamichdei sheyipsa kamiturgman, kamichdei sheloy yipsa kamiturgman. It depends how far you're going to skip. If you're going to skip from Emor till Pinchas, so the miturgman can't filibuster so long. It's not supposed to filibuster. He can't say so much. So that you're not allowed to skip. But the skip from Acher Mos to Emor, Nishgefelach, the Meturgamer will still be saying, so there won't be a Tircha de Tzibura. You won't have the people standing and twiddling their thumbs and doing nothing, because not a lot of shmuz. Kol's mancha sefer Torah pasuach, also the sapra, afilu b'dvar aloch, you're not allowed to talk. Vegdemar kasha, that's not the whole answer. That's only half of the answer. Kamichdei shelo yipsa kamiturgaman is the whole answer for Egdigamore, v'halo katoni. Well, we have a brisa that comments on that first din, medalgim benovi v'dalgim b'toyro. You're allowed to skip when you have a half toyro. You can learn a few psukim here, then skip a page, and then continue to learn later. So it says that's only permissible in Novi, and in Sefer Torah you're not allowed to. Then it says Vat Kama Medalgam, and in a Novi, how much do you allow the Bal Hamaftir to skip? Only Bichdei Shaliyif Sekama Turgman. You see from the Gemara, they had a Meturgman not only on the Chumash, they had a Meturgman on the Haftaris also. And you're not allowed to keep the people waiting in Novi either. Just like no one's allowed to schmooze in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah, they're not allowed to carry on conversation in the middle of Kriyas HaNovi either. So if the Meturgman is going to finish, he's not supposed to filibuster, the Meturgman is going to finish translating the Psukim in the Novi, and then the Balmafter is going to be skipping, is still going to be rolling to a later location, that's not permissible. So what do you see from that, Brysa? That even in Novi, we do permit you to skip, Medagim and Novi, we permit you to skip, that's only Bichdei Shaliyif Sekam Meturgman, and then it says in the Sefer Torah, you're not allowed to skip. So Michlal, the inference is, the Betorah, Klala Klalo, even Bichdei Shaliyif Sekam Meturgman, you're not allowed to skip pages, you're not allowed to skip from one column to the other in the Sefer Torah, even if in the Meturgman is still going to be speaking the one Piyotecha de Tzibura. Mara says, correct, we only gave half of the answer, you have to give the full answer. Elomar Abaye, the full answer is like Kashikam in Yerechad Kabishnei in Yonim. It depends. In a Sefer Torah, you're not allowed to skip Talena Kriya Satar from one Inyan to a totally different Inyan. But here you want to learn three sections that all have to do with Yom Kippur. You want to learn Achrimos, Emor, and Pinchas. So it's all about the Likut of Inyanim of Yom Kippur. So that's all in Inyan Echad. So that's only permissible if it's in Yerechot, it's permissible if it's Bichdei Shalo Yipsakam Meturgaman. And in Novi, it's even mutter to skip Inyan Le Inyan, two different Inyanim, provided Bichdei Shalo Yipsakam Meturgaman. Why is there a difference between Novi and Chumash? Why is in Chumash you're not allowed to skip Me Inyan Le Inyan? Only Ba'osu Inyan you're allowed to skip, but Me Inyan Le Inyan not allowed to. And in Novi, you're permitted to skip even Me Inyan Le Inyan. So Rashi explains why. Because the Chumash has all the mitzvahs, has all the dinim, all the halachas. So if you're going to skip from one place to the other, wherever you're going to be mevalbal de olam, they're not going to get the dinim straight. Even though the meturgaman is translating, they're going to get all tzedreit. The Novi is just giving musar. The Novi doesn't say halachas. So you missed a little musar. The world doesn't come to an end. The Novi's always screaming. The Novi's always complaining that the people are sinning. So nishgefelach if you'll skip a little musar. But in the Sefer Torah, if you're going to miss a din, so you're not going to know what the din is.
What about Parshat Bereishis? I mean, Bereishis don't
have... Right. The reason doesn't apply in Parshat Bereishis. But that's the official reason. Yeah. So, a good question. I don't know. So, Digmar v'hatanya b'nichus, that is correct. But with the answer that Abai finally came up with, is the correct answer. That in the Sefer Torah, you're not allowed to skip me inyan le'inyan, but ba'osu inyan you may skip from one place to the other, and that's provided that you shouldn't have tircha de tzibur. The people are going to be standing and waiting till he's going to roll the Sefer Torah to the new location. And in Novi, you're permitted even to skip me'inyan le'inyan, nishgefelech if they won't chap what's going on. You may skip me'inyan le'inyan, but provided there's no tircha de tzibur, provided that you don't keep the people waiting. That's what the Gemara says, v'hatanya b'nichusa. You have a brisa that Taka says what Abaye said. Abai guessed right in interpreting the din. You can even skip me'inyan le'inyan, v'kan v'kan, both when it's permissible to skip in a Sefer Torah, when everything is going to be minyan echad. V'kan in the Novi, where you're even allowed to skip me'inyan le'inyan, it's only b'chadei sh'leif sekam meturgaman. Then the Brisa, okay, so that's the din. I'm like Abai interpreted the Brisa, that's the way it says explicitly. Then it continues to say, the aim of Dalgami Novi Lenovi. Let's say you have Nevi'im all written in one scroll. In the days of the Gemara, they didn't use a Tanakh, a printed Tanakh. When they learned Novi, when they learned the Haftarah, they would learn from a klaf. So you have, let's say, Yeshaya, Yirmi, Yecheskel, all on one klaf. So the Balmafter is going to learn a little bit. You're always supposed to learn a theme in the Haftarah that's related to a theme in the Kriya Satara. In Yonah Diyoyma. Usually in Yonah D'Yoyma is the theme of the Parshas HaShavua. Sometimes in Yonah D'Yoyma it says in Shulchan Aruch, the minig always was, if you have a chosen, so you learn about getting married. You learn a haftarah about getting married. Or when Rav Haigon died and his son Rav Shreira Gon took over. So I already forgot who was the father, who was the son. Rav Shreira Gon died. Rav Haigon took over. So they learn the haftarah about David HaMelech dying and Shlomo HaMelech taking over. And Yana Diyayma doesn't always necessarily mean Inyan Parshas HaShavua. Usually Yana Diyayma is Parshas HaShavua. Unless you have Sheb de Nechemtas, and Yana Diyayma has nothing to do with the Parshas HaShavua, has to do with that season of the year. The Tlas de Puranusa, the three Haftaras preceding Tisha B'Av, the seven Haftaras after Tisha B'Av, the seven Sheb de Nechemta. The Iker is, the Klal is that the Haftar should be in Yonah Diyama. Usually in Yonah Diyama means in Yonah HaParsha, but not always so. So let's say a person... Right, that's how the Avudram writes. We don't have that in the Gemara. The Avudram writes that what motivated the Tanoim to institute Kriyas Haftarah, there was a period of time when the Goy Shagavim made Exeris Hashma, they didn't allow the Jews to learn Kriyas Haftarah, so they learned Haftarah instead. So to substitute for the Kriyas Haftarah. So that's why it should have something to do with the Parsha. So let's say when you... Shabbos to Mincha, the Gemara says they learn from Tilim. Yeah, they learn from Kriyas Ksuv. Right. So the Shulchan Aruch talks about the following practice, and many Shtiblach they still do. What do you do when it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh or Shabbos Erev Rosh Chodesh? So a lot of shuls they'll say two Haftarahs. They'll say the Haftarah of the Parshas HaShavua, and they'll say Mocha Chodesh, or they'll say the Haftarah for Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, Hashemayim Kisi. They'll say two Haftarahs, or they'll say. Or they'll say Macha Chodesh, and they say just the first and last pasuk from the other one. So the Beis Yosef quotes such a practice. So that's a problem that the Brisa says. Ve'emid dalgami novi lenovi. You're allowed to skip. You're allowed to skip if you're learning from Yishai. You can skip from this page to the other page. B'chdei shal yipsakam b'turgamon. If you don't keep the people waiting, but you cannot skip if you have Yishai Yirmi Yecheskel in the same klaf. Even b'chdei shal yipsakam b'turgamon. You can't skip from one Navi to the other. So that's why the Beis Yosef says it's not really right. The Haftarah of the Parsha of Shavua comes from Malachim. Hashemayim Kisi is from Yishaya. Amacha Chodesh is from Shmuel. So you can't learn from Malachim and then add on a few psukim from Shmuel. It's two different Avim. It says it's not permissible. Emidalgim in Navi the Navi. You're not allowed to do that. The exception to the rule is a Benavi Shal Shnei Masa Medalgim. In Treyosar, you're allowed to skip. All the Treyosar are considered one big Sefer. So you're not allowed to skip, even if everything is in one klaf. Let's say Shmuel and Melochim is all on one klaf, or Yom Yecheskel is on one klaf. That's how they have in the yeshiva. A few Nevi'im are together on one klaf, but the different Nevi'im. The Treyosar is considered one sefer. So that you're permitted to do. But Novishol Shneimos and Medalgim can skip from one to the other, even though they're different Nevi'im, but it's one sefer, Alpidin. However, there's another clause, you're not allowed to go backwards. The Pashtus and the Brisa means you're not allowed to go backwards in Treyosar. You can go from one Novi to the other. Let's say, Hashem, Yoy, Alamas, there's a Seder. There's a specific Gemara in Bava Basra, and the first pack tells what the Seder is on Daf Yud Gimel. So you have to go in order. You can lane from different Avim in order, but you can't lane backwards. And we have the Haftarah Parshas Mishpatim goes backwards, so it's not right. So that's what the Poskim say. You're not allowed to learn the Haftarah the way it's printed in the Chumash. They have it printed backwards. I remember once my son was learning in Eretz Yisrael in Baltimore, in the yeshiva in high school. He was a little boy, so we went to keep him company a couple of times a year. We went for Shabbos. So once on Shabbos Parshas Mishpatim, the Gabbai walked over to me and he said, they're going to give me Maftar. I don't have to prepare it because they're going to learn it from a klaf. So I didn't prepare. So I came the Aliyah. So they opened up the klaf. I think it's from Yirmiyah, if I'm not mistaken. They opened it up. They couldn't find the Haftar. The Arabs stole the Haftar. They're trying to figure out. They had another Yirmiyah. They're looking. They found the last pasuk in the Haftar. And they kept on looking earlier. Where is the rest of it? So it turned out the rest of it is later. The Haftarah is out of order. They forgot. The Haftarah Mishpatim is printed in all the Siddurim, out of order. So the Poskim said it's not right. You're supposed to say the Pesukim in the correct order. We have it also on Shabbos Shuvah. The Haftarah Shabbos Shuvah comes from three of the Nevi'im, from Treyosar. And the way it's printed in the Chumash, it's also out of order. So Moshe Feinstein has a Shuvah and is safe in the Igros Moshe. And he says you're not supposed to, it's not right to say it the way it's printed. He says you should only say two out of the three. You don't have to say all three. You got enough psukim if you say two out of three. So he says, which two out of the three should you read, and why do they print three? So he says, he's guessing. So he says, it depends if you're going to read from a printed Tanakh or you're going to read from a klaf. He said, if you're going to read from a klaf, makes sense delaying these two and leave out the third one. You're going to read from a printed Tanakh, you should read these two, leave out the other one. He explains why. These are closer, so if it's in a klaf, see, so you got a roll, you shouldn't keep everybody waiting. But these are the klolim. So the Beis Yosef quotes this when he talks about the practice that many Rishonim had when you have a Shabbos Rosh Chodesh or a Shabbos Erev Rosh Chodesh, so they would lain Hashemayim Kisi, they would lain Macha Chodesh, and then they would lain the first and the last Pasuk from the Haftarah that it should have been, if not for the fact that it's Macha Chodesh. So he says, the Beis Yosef quotes that that's not really right because you're not allowed to be medalig mi Navi le Navi. The only time we permit from one Navi to the other is a thin tree Osir. And that also has to be in order, shouldn't be out of order. And the two problematic haftaras is the Shabbos Shuvah haftara is out of order from the trios, and the other one is Yirmiyah, the haftara Mishpatim, is talking not right. So then the Mishnah continues, the Kohen Gadol should lay in the two sections, Achrimos and Emor, and then he rolls up the Sefer Torah and he makes a public declaration, Yoshem Masha Karasi Lefnechem, Kosuv Khan. The Sefer Torah that I'm leaning from really has Parshas Pinchas also, but I'm going to recite it Baal Peh. Why does he have to make such an announcement? And for the Gemara, Kol Kach Lama, what does he need to make an announcement? Shalom Lahotzi Laz Ala Sefer Torah. People shouldn't think that the Sefer Torah was puzzled. Someone comes to the basement, the first Yom Kippur in his life that he comes to the basement, he doesn't know what's going on. Why is the Kohen Gadol leaning Pinchas by heart? Those who visited the last couple of years, every year he learns Pinchas by heart. So they know what's going on. But someone who's going to come for the first time is going to think maybe the Sefer Torah doesn't have Parshas Pinchas. So we don't want Shalom HaTzilaz on the Sefer Torah. People shouldn't think that it's a puzzle of Sefer Torah. He has to make such a declaration. The Gemara in the end of Megillah is concerned about Shalom HaTzilaz on the Sefer Torah. The Gemara in the end of Megillah says when the person gets an aliyah, so people may make a mistake. One who never got an aliyah may think that the brachas haksuva is basefer. I think the brachas hashebachabana hashenasalano are written in the Sefer Torah, in which case the Sefer Torah will be puzzled. So one Tana says, you have to look in the Sefer Torah, then you have to close the Sefer Torah. So it should be obvious to everyone that the brachas are not ksuva is basefer Torah. Maybe you're reading from a siddur, maybe you're reading from a sheet of paper, but you rolled up the Sefer Torah, clearly not reading from inside of the Sefer Torah. That's how one Tana says. Then the other Tana says, no. Paseach v'roya, you open up the Sefer Torah, you see where the Aliyah begins, and you say the Brocha. So Tosfos says on that Gemara, that's the last daf in the end of Maseches Megillah. So Tosfos says on the Gemara, li'olam, it's preferable, everyone agrees it's preferable l'chatchila to close the Sefer Torah. Kedei shelo yomer brachas ksuvas ba'sefer. No one should be motzi laz on the Sefer to think that it's possible. But the halacha, we paskin, machleg zamer abuda, we paskin. Yeah, it's not necessary. How many people are so foolish to think, a guy never saw a Sefer Torah before? It's not necessary, but the heeder would really be, you should always close. And the Rambam sounds like he holds not so. The Rambam sounds like he holds, preferable is not to close the Sefer Torah. So that's a question, why is it preferable not to close the Sefer Torah? Sof kol sof, there is a shtickle concern, shalayam rebrachas ksuvas ba'sefer. So that's why the Shulchan Aruch, they say, no, the Rambam holds not like Tosfos. It's preferable to open up the Sefer Torah and to leave it open when you say the Bracha. Rav Soloveitchik used to say that his assessment of the situation was that by the Hasidim, they always did like Tosfos. When you get an Aliyah, you look, and then you roll up the Sefer Torah, you say the Bracha Shebachabano, then you open up again the Sefer Torah. He says, he remembered in Lithuania, many Gedolim were machmer like the Rambam, bedavka not to close the Sefer Torah. And the official explanation that they give in Shulchan Aruch is that if you're going to close the Sefer Torah, then say Hashabachabanu, then you're going to open it, that's considered Oiver the Oiver. Because you're going to say Hashabachabanu, then you have to erst open the Sefer Torah, then you have to go find the place again. So this is a long hafsoke. So that's what the poskim held, that the Rambam holds, that that's Oiver the Oiver. The bracha should be recited Oiver Lasiyosim immediately before you're going to lay. Yeah, I don't know. Very good, Kasha.
Face away from the Sefer Torah, make it rough.
Right, that's what the Ramah has. That you leave the Sefer Torah open and you turn to the side. So the Mishnah Berurah says that's no longer the practice. For many years, that was not the practice. Rav Soloveitchik put it back in style again. He was always makpid on every minig that says in Shulchan Aruch. He said, you got to follow the menhagim. Ida Mishnah Berurah says it's already a few centuries that no one follows this anymore. No. Printed in the Shulchan Aruch, you got to follow. So he trained the whole generation of Talmidim. When you get an aliyah, they look to the side. I never saw it before. But after he always did like that, so a lot of his Talmidim.
Your left is the
Baruch Hashem's
right, so you're supposed to go. So
I think it says turn to the left. Yeah,
you
turn to the left.
You should turn to the left.
Yeah, turn to the left because the Shekhinah, that's the right of the Shekhinah.
Right.
So
it is that makom that.
Yeah, it says that in Shulchan Aruch.
Yeah.
It says in Shulchan Aruch. But the Mishnah Berurah says it's already centuries that nobody does that. She closed your eyes. Close the cemetery, close your eyes. Those who want to leave it open, you close your eyes. Yeah.
What's the reason given that it's a tefillah to close and then open it?
Also a good time. Mishaberech is really a problem of hepsik. It's not really right. Rav Soloveitchik said, when we learned Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah, he said, if you can poilois by the Balabatim, if you can found such a minyan, you should wait to say all the Mishaberachs after the whole Kriyas HaTorah is all over. So I think in Etzion they do like that. I never saw it anywhere else. They follow Rav Soloveitchik's recommendation. They don't make Mishaberachs ben Gavra LeGavra. They wait till after the last Aliyah, then they make a Mishaberach for all of the Olam LaTorah. The shul is not going to make too much money then.
Why?
Hepsik. He said it's a problem, hepsik. You're not allowed to talk. Ben Gabri le Gabri, not allowed to talk. So he said that, the Magen Avraham says, that's the reason why they put the mentale on top of the Sefer Torah. It's as if the Sefer Torah is mesuluk, so you're allowed to talk. So Kozman Sefer Torah, munach, you're not allowed to talk. So he put on the mentale, so you're allowed to talk all you want. So the people can also talk. If the Gabri is saying Mishabech, he's talking, we can also talk. The people figured out the secret, huh? He can talk, we can talk also. So now the Gemara asks the Kasha, why does he say the third Parshas Pinchas Balpeh? Freg the Gemara, v'lech lecher le'sefer v'likri. Let him roll and roll, let him be koirech. On the first wide line, let him roll the sefer Torah till Pinchas. The likri, let him lay innovating. What does he have to say, Balpeh? And for the Gemara, Amrav Hune Bar Yehuda, Amrav Sheish, as Levish and Gerlam sefer Torah b'tzibur. That's Tichat the Tzibur, you're going to keep the people waiting. They're not allowed to talk when you're rolling the Sefer Torah. It's talking about right. And a lot of the shuls, the Gabbais have to know, they're supposed to shtel the Sefer Torah before the Tzibur comes, Friday night, the Shabbos morning, before the Tzibur shows up. They're not supposed to start rolling the Sefer Torah by Shas Kriyas HaTorah. Keep everybody waiting. That's against the din. Here, the Kohen Gadol leins bal peh in order not to violate that din. You're not allowed to roll the Sefer Torah when everybody's waiting. The what? So you put it back in, you take a different one. Put it back in. It's not right. It's not right. The people are so nervous. The Gemara says it concerns you. Yeah, but that's if you started laning. If you took it out, you didn't even open it up yet. You realize it's the wrong. It's in Dvarim, we're laning veracious. So you put it back in, you take out the correct one. If you open it up already, it's farfal. So then you have the concern. Shalom lahatzi lazala sefer Torah.
We had in Shabbos with Hanukkah and Shaitis, they gave the Chazan the wrong sefer Torah. They gave him the Hanukkah. Okay. So they insisted that he had to use that sefer Torah and they had to roll all the way back to Shaitis and take the other one and roll it back to Hanukkah. And that, I said, that's Sikha de Sibur.
I would have done like you. I would have blamed from the second one first and then the first one second. You got to learn from both anyway. Yeah, but the people are so touchy. That's not right. They're so touchy about this. It's not right. Freg de Gemara, so you're not allowed to roll the Sefer Torah. Freg de Gemara, your kasha. V'laisei Sefer Torah achrine v'likri. Bring a second Sefer Torah. Can go to Shalein, Achri Mosin Nemar from the first Sefer Torah. Then close that one and take a separate Sefer Torah and lain from Pinchas. And for the Gemara, Ravuna.
Even on the first, between Achrei Mois and but I have another sefer Torah. Have three sefer Torah.
No, the Achrei Mois, the Emor, you can roll quickly, so that's not a problem. Okay, but that's not even a problem. Okay, but on this thing, Gemara says Yelein Balpeh, take another sefer Torah and lay mitoch Aksav. And for the Gemara, there are two answers on this. And for the Gemara, Ravuna Bar Yehuda Amar, the first answer is, the first Madama gives an answer, Mishim Kav Mishal Rishon. If they're going to take a second Sefer Torah to Lain, people will think that the first Sefer Torah is Pasul. Either we're going to, no, he's going to Lain from the second Sefer Torah. The Oyla La Torah is going to Lain from two Sefer, Kain Godel is the one and only Aliyah. He runs the whole show on Yom Kippur. So the Kain Godel is going to get an Aliyah, the first half of the Aliyah is going to be in the first Sefer Torah, the second half is going to be in the second Sefer Torah. The Gemara says there's a concern of Pigom Mishal Rishon.
What, we take a Shabbos Rish Chodesh, should we take
out? Oh, the Gemara is going to ask it. The Gemara is going to ask exactly that kasha. That's what he asked half an hour ago. And that's the first answer, Pigom Mishal Rishon. And Rish Lakish says a different answer, the Fishem of Baruch, Baruch Hashem et Tzricho. If you're going to lay from a second Sefer Torah, then you'll require another Birchas HaTorah, and that's Goren Baruch Hashem Tzvicha Azdoi. If he lays this third Parsha Baal Peh, he doesn't have to say another Bracha, but he's going to have to take another separate Sefer Torah, then you're going to require another Bracha. It's not a Bracha Levatola. Bracha Levatola, I say, Shakal Ni B'dvara, I'm not eating, I'm not drinking anything. If I say Bari Nefashis now, knowing that I want to drink some more, then I say a second later, Shakal Ni B'dvara, I finished drinking. That's not a bracha about Tola, but it's a bracha shein etzvicha. I could have covered all of the drinking with the one shahakal. I could have covered everything with one barnefoshes at the end. What kind of a chachma is that to say barnefoshes and then to say shahakal again, nacha barnefoshes? So that's a bracha shein etzvicha. Bracha about Tola is a machloikas harishani, whether it's an isa derais and isa derabbanan. Tosis is quoted. We don't have that Tosis. The Rishonim quote in the name of the Balei HaTosis that bracha about Tola is only the Rabbanan. Bracha Levatol is only the Rabbanon, because on the level of the Reis, Shakal Ni B'dvara, he said a Shevach to the Eibishter, that he created everything, Shakal Ni B'dvara, created the whole world. What's so bitter, I say Shakal Ni B'dvara, apropos to, I'm not drinking anything, I'm not eating anything, I say Baruch Atah, Shakal Ni B'dvara, is Shlech. So Taisa holds it's only an Aver de Rabbanon, and the Magen Avram thinks, you read the Rambam sounds like it's an Aver de Reis. Bracha Shein Etzvicha, that's Klor in the Gemara, that's only the Rabbanon, that's a Beferish Gemara. That's a Beferish Gemara. The Gemara says you're not allowed to talk in between Shal Yad and Shal Rosh, because if Lois Soch, if you don't talk, then you cover everything with one Brocha. If Soch, if you're Mapsik in between Shal Yad and Shal Rosh, then you have to say an extra Brocha. So that's Gorim Brocha Shein et Tzvicha. The Gemara says that's only an Aver de Rabbanon. So the Gemara has a Machlokes Satanoim later in Soiton, in the next Perek of Moshoch Melchama, going to have all the dinim of the Jewish army. So at the end of the Perek, there's a Machlokes Satanoim. The Pasuk says, Mihu Isha Yore. If a soldier is a balavera, that's how the Tanaim interpret. If the soldier is a balavera, so he can't rely on Siyata Rishmaya, only a frumah soldier is medaktik and mitzvahs, can rely that the Rabbanu Shalom is going to be with him, lahatzilecho, v'losesavecho biyodecho. But if he's a balavera, so he doesn't have the haftocha. So they would kick someone out of the army if they would know that he's not that he violates Averis. So there's a machlekes hatanaim. What if he's very careful? He only violates Averis der Rabbanan. He never violates an Aver der Reis. So the Gemara gives an example. He talks in the middle of davening. Yushalmi gives the example. He talks in the middle of davening, or the Bavli gives an example. He talks in between Shal Yad and Shal Rosh. He's Gorim Brocha Shein Etzvicha. So the Gemara beferish Brocha Shein Etzvicha is only the Rabbanan. Bracha Levatola, that's a machloikas. Taisus holds that's also only with the Rabbanan. The Magen Avraham thinks, according to the Rambam, that's an Avera Derais. So Nachum Al Sehir, the Gemara gives two reasons. The Gemara asked Akasha on the second white line, why does the Kohen Gadol have to lay in Pinchas Balpeh, Velaisi Sefer Torah Achrina, bring in a second Sefer Torah Velikri, and lay from Pinchas? I understand you can't roll the Sefer Torah from Emor the Pinchas b'chadeshul leyivsek hameturgamon, that's not possible. And to tell a meturgamon to filibuster to hold that, that's not proper. And meturgamon is just supposed to say the taich of the psukim in the chumash. So, but why do you tell the kohen gadol to lay in Pinchas by heart? Bring another sefer, let him lay mitoch aksav. So the two answers. So the first amar gives an answer mishum b'kam shal rishon. If you take a second Sefer Torah out, people will think that the first Sefer Torah was possible. So you ask the Kasha, that's what he asked before. We do it all the time. You're laying from two Sefer Torah, three Sefer Torah. So the Gemara says, yeah, that's if it's two different people getting aliyah. So three different people getting aliyahs. But one person getting aliyah is going to switch from one Sefer Torah to the other in the middle. This mom is switching in the middle of an aliyah. So people would think they must have discovered, someone who doesn't know what it says in Shulchan Aruch, doesn't know what it says in Mishnah, I think they must have discovered that there's a psul. Otherwise, why they switch in the middle of one person's aliyah? So that's what the first explanation is, Mishum Bekam Mishal Rishon. People will think that the Sefer Torah is possible. And the second explanation, which Shlokish gives, second explanation, no, if the Oil of Torah is going to have an aliyah from two Sefer Torah, he's going to need a separate bracha on the first part and the second bracha on the separate part. And if he'll say it Baal Peh, he'll cover everything with one bracha. So that's called Gorim Bracha Shein Atzvicha. You're not allowed to be Gorim Bracha Shein Atzvicha. Yeah. I don't know. That's a good shaila. The Mishnah says in Megillah that in the days of the Tanoim, the Kohen said the bracha shabachabanu, and the last oil of the Torah said the bracha shenasan lanu. All the people in between didn't say brachas. So he's asking if you only said bracha at the beginning, bracha at the end. So what's the difference? What's the difference over here? That's a very good question. It was in the days of Rabbi Shmuel that the Gemara says that they changed the practice, and every Oil La Torah says his own bracha. The Pnei Yeshua there in Megillah has an original Chiddush. He thinks that even though in the days of the Tanoim only the first one said Hashabacha Banu, the last one said Hashanasalam, the whole Kriyas HaTorah was one unit, but each one said Baruch HaShem Amvayroch. That they did, each one said his own. So maybe that's what it means over here. Maybe the Gorim Baruch Hashem Tzvicha means the Baruch Hashem Amvayroch. I don't know. Like this, they would have covered the both parts of the Kriya with one Baruch Hashem Amvayroch. Now you're going to say twice. I don't know. That's a good question.
Each one is mutually exclusive? That, like, the Rakhash doesn't say that Tirfit Sigur and Rabun doesn't say it's Baruch Hashem Tzvicha?
Doesn't everybody agree you're not allowed to be Gorim Baruch Hashem Tzvicha? Yeah. So that's what the Be'er Sheva has a sefer. Be'er Sheva was a Talmud of the Prisha. That was in the 1500s. So the Be'er Sheva is on different mesichtas. He has on Hurrius, he talks about it. And the Or HaShulchan picks up on this. He elaborates on it. They discuss the following. When Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, so how do you eat Shalashudas? So on the assumption that you're not allowed to have a meal late in the afternoon. So many people split the morning meal. They come home from shul, they daven early, they wash and have the first course, and then they bench, and then they wash a second time, and they have the rest of the meal and they bench. So the yoilam, they're hungry, they could have washed, had the whole meal and bench. Why do they bench and then wash and then say, Amoitzi Nachamal and say, Birchas Hamazon? Isn't it Garim Baruch Hashem Tzvicha? So the Aruch HaShulchan, the Poskim talk about it. The Aruch HaShulchan has a whole justification of this practice. He says, Garim Baruch Hashem Tzvicha is only an Issa de Rabbanon, and B'maka Mitzvah it's Mutta. So since he wants to fulfill Shalashudas, so B'maka Mitzvah is Mutta, and on Doz Bashteita Machloikis Samaroyim. That's what the Be'er Sheva says. That's exactly the Machloikis Samaroyim. Baruch Hashem Tzvicha is not the Raisa, that's Beferish in the next Perek. That's the Machlokes HaTanoim. If the soldier violates, he's careful only to violate Averes Derabbanan. He never violates an Averes Deraisa. Do you kick him out of the army or not? Okay, that's the Gemara Mem Dalet on the base. Right after the, on the top of the page, right after the Mishnah. Ma'ike ben Rabbi Yossi le Rabbi Yossi Aglili was Vashtet Machlokes Ike ben Ay Averes Derabbanan. What if the person, only the soldier who's being kicked out of the army, we're judging on him, is careful only to violate Averes Rabbanon, do you ask him to leave the army or not? And then the Gemara says, Kemanaz lahadatan, you have a brisa that says, Soch ben tfilu letfilu. He talks in between tfilin shol yad and tfilin shol rosh. We call it tfilin. Tfilin is really the plural. The singular is tfilo. Tfilo shol yad. It's not tfilo of shachris and mincha. Tfilo shol yad and tfilo shol rosh. You're not allowed to talk. Why are you not allowed to talk? Because then you're going to have to add an extra bracha. Like this, if you don't talk between Shalyad and Shalrosh, you say fewer brachas. And if you're going to talk, then you have to say an additional bracha. So sachmei tefila letefila between Shalyad and Shalrosh, haver hebiyadai, v'choiz ra'leha me'orche hamachama, you kick him out of the army. The Gemara says, whose opinion is that? Kamanka Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Because Rabbi Yossi holds not, Rabbi Yossi holds only in an aver deraisa. Aver deraban, you don't kick him out of the army. So that's the Gemara where it says, beferish, the garden bracha shein etzvicha is only an aver derabana. So that's what the Rosh HaShulchan claims. And this machlokes amaroyim, what's the reason why we don't let the Kohen Gadol take a second Sefer Torah and lay in the third parsha in Pinchas from the second Sefer Torah? So Rish Lakish said, because Garen Baruch Hashem Tzvicha, and his opinion was not accepted, Zakta we paskan like the first Mandamar, like Rav Huna Bar Yehuda, Mishim Pagom Mishal Sefer Rishayin, and not because Garen Baruch Hashem Tzvicha, because here it's B'maka Mitzvah. Garen Baruch Hashem Tzvicha B'maka Mitzvah would have been Mutter. He claims it's a Machloikis Hamarim. That's what the Be'er Sheva says. That is the Machloikis Hamarim. Where the Baruch Hashem Tzvicha is only the Rabbanan, maybe a Matarit B'maka Mitzvah.
Right.
Why still it to begin with? Right. No, you mean Shalab Bracha Levatoli, you mean? Not Shalab Bracha Levatoli, yeah. It's a machlok. The Gemara says if you're talking between Shalyad and Shalrosh, you have to say an additional Bracha. If you didn't talk. Oh, so that's the machlok is Rashi and Tosus. So Rashi's opinion is if you didn't talk, you just say Lohaniach Tfilin, and that's all. Then you put on the Shalrosh, no Bracha. If you talked, then you have to say Al Mitzvah Tefillin on the Shalrosh. And the Rabbeinu Tam says that that's wrong. The Rabbeinu Tam says not true. On Shalyad you say L'anich Tefillin on Shalrosh, you say Al Mitzvah Tefillin. And if you talk, then you have to, when you put on the Shalrosh, you say two brachas on the Shalrosh, both L'anich and Al Mitzvah Tefillin. So that's the Gorim. So according to Rashi, the Gorim Bracha Shein Tzvicha is he would have only said one bracha on the Shalyad and no more brachas. And according to Tosfos, he would have said one and one, and now you have to say one and two. So instead of saying two brachas, he's saying three brachas. Yeah. So we paskin in Shulchan Aruch like Tosfos that you got to say the bracha on the Shalrosh out of respect for Rashi. According to Rashi, we just said a bracha levatola, because if you're not mafzik in between the Shalyad and Shalrosh, you didn't have to say a bracha on the Shalrosh at all. So out of respect for Rashi, after we put on the tefillin Shalrosh and we say the bracha, we say baruch shem kvod malchus al yamvod, because according to Rashi, we just said a bracha levatola. According to Rashi and the Rambam, the Vilna Gaon followed Rashi. He didn't say the bracha on the Shalrosh.
But each bracha is a mitzvah.
The Rambam counts them as two mitzvahs, right? The Rambam has a klal when the Mishnah says a menachis, the Shalyad and Shalrosh are not miyakvim zezef. You only have a Shalyad, you only have a Shalrosh, whatever you have, you put on. Let's say lula vesrig hadasim and arobis are miyakvim zezef. So the Rambam says, by the Dalit meaning Me'akvim Zezeh, that's a giveaway that it's one mitzvah. By Shalyad and Shalrosh, that Me'akvim Zezeh, that indicates that they're two distinct mitzvahs.
You should make two
brachas. So that's what some Rishonim suggest. If they're two different mitzvahs, why shouldn't you say two different brachas? The Rambam holds they are two different mitzvahs, and he says you get away with one bracha. So the Kesem Mishnah quotes a Tosefta that says, if a farmer is about to be mafrish bikurim, b'mechuba lekarka, and truma, and maisa min ha-maiser, and challah, his wife is baking a cake, he's going to be mafrish four things: truma, bikurim, maisa min ha-maiser, truma's maisa, and challah. So the Mishnah says in Me'ila that that's all shem echad of truma. The din is that if I eat a kazayis of non kosher food, I get malchus. If I eat less than a kazayis, a chatzishir asim and ator, but there's no malchus. You only get malchus if you eat ein achilat pchusim v'kazayis. You only get malchus if you eat a kazayis of non-kosher food. So what if I eat a half a kazayis of chazer and a half a kazayis of basa b'cholov, kosher basa b'cholov? So I ate a full kazayis of treif, but it's not shem echad, it's not the same thing. So that's a machloikas satanon. We paskin any surim mitzdar from zeh mzeh. You don't get malchus. You only get malchus if you ate a kazayis of one isa, shem echad. So the Mishnah Me'ila gives this example. I'm not a Kohen. One is not a Kohen, is not permitted to eat Truma. And I eat a quarter of a Kazayis of Bikurim, a quarter of a Kazayis of Truma, a quarter of a Kazayis of Challah, and a quarter of a Kazayis of Maisa and Amaisa. So the Mishnah says it's all Shem Echad. Truma is Truma. all four are truma. So the Tosefta says if the farmer is about to be mafresh all four, truma and bikurim and maisa and amaisa and chale, he says one bracha, ala frashas truma. So you see, even though there are four different mitzvahs in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, but since one bracha fits all four, so you can cover all four with one bracha. So true tefillin shel yad, tefillin shel rosh. The Rambam counts as two distinct mitzvahs, but they're both tefillin. So you say one bracha laniach tefillin to cover the both brachas. One Tana says if you're about to put on talis and tefillin, you say one bracha. Shekeshan tosono lekai mitzvosof. So that we don't accept. If the two different mitzvahs, two totally unrelated mitzvahs, you don't change the nusach l'kayim mitzvaysav. You say l'aniach tefillin and you say l'hisata b'tzitzi. You say two different brachas. But over here, true, you're correct, you're right, that there are four different mitzvahs in the minyan mitzvahs, and they're not me'akvim zeh, but the rosh eim echad of tefillin, the bracha l'aniach tefillin, fits in well on both shal yad and shal rosh. So that's why the Rambam and Rashi hold, based on the Tosefta, that it can be covered with one bracha. Same thing a person is about to make an Erev Echatzeres and an Erev Tavshilin. So he says, the bracha shekhanashanim imtsasim tzman al mitzvah se'erev. And it covers both the Erev Tavshilin and the Erev Echatzeres. They're two totally unrelated things. Erev Tavshilin and Erev Echatzeres is totally different. Erev Echumen also different. But since the Nusach HaBracha is the same, so you can say one bracha to cover three unrelated mitzvahs, because the nusach is the same. So this is the machlokes hamaroim. What's the reason why the Kohen Gadol reigns Parshas Pinchas bal peh? Why doesn't he bring v'laisi sefer Torah chmeinu v'likim? Bring on the second sefer Torah and halei mitoch haksav. So this the Gemara has a machlokes. So the first number says it'll be a problem of pogam shel rishon. Some of the people will be in the Beis Hamikdash the first time in their lives. They never were there at Yom Kippur before. They'll think they must have discovered a psul. They don't realize this is what we do every single year. Kohen Gadol always takes a second Sefer Torah to Lein Pinchas. They'll think he must have discovered a psul. And it's not going to help. All the drachim are going to make an announcement that it's a kosher. Not going to help. So the Kohen Gadol should announce, I'm going to Lein Pinchas by heart. It's written here, I'm going to Lein it by heart. Sure. And the second opinion is because of Goren Baruch Hashem Etzvichan. The first one doesn't agree. That's how the Achrenim say, because he thinks Baruch Hashem Etzvicha is mutter, but Mokam Mitzvah. So here it's also a Mokam Mitzvah. Here it's also a Mokam Mitzvah. You should permit it.
If you find the psul, don't you have to read it over? And the fact
that
you did read
it
over,
it's not possible. Yeah, we paskin, you don't read it over. That's an interesting question. Yeah, the Rambam in the Mishneh Torah, the Rambam writes all the laws are Hilchos Sefer Torah. And then the Rambam says, what's the significance of determining whether the Sefer Torah is kosher or not kosher? So the Rambam says, you can't learn Kriyas HaTorah from a pasul of Sefer Torah. You have to learn Kriyas HaTorah from a kosher Sefer Torah. So the Kesef Mishneh by Rabbi Yosef Karo has on the side of the Rambam, long commentary, he quotes a Tshuvas HaRashbo. The Rashbo points out that there's a tshuva written by the Rambam where he writes not so. He writes that the minig b'chol orei sfarad all over in Spain, the minig was, they would learn Kriyas HaTorah bal peh every Shabbos, or from a pasul of Sefer Torah. There's no need to have a kosher Sefer Torah. It's an outright contradiction to what it says in the Rambam in the Mishneh Torah. So the Rashbo in the tshuva quoted by the Kesef Mishneh, by Yosef Kar, Rashbo writes, the Rambam obviously changed his mind. In the tshuva he wrote b'tzeiruso when he was younger, and he's endorsing the minig that was common b'chol arei svara. And in the Mishneh Torah he changed his mind b'ziknus. He changed his mind that's not correct. The minig anofutz is not correct. You have to learn Kriyas HaTorah from a kosher Sefer Torah. So Rabbi Yosef Karo, the one who wrote the Kesef Mishnah, the long commentary on the side of the Rambam, was also the one who wrote the Beis Yosef, the commentary on the Tur, and the Shulchan Aruch. And the Beis Yosef, he raises that shaila. What's the din? You're in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah, and by Hamishi you find a mistake. What do you do? So he quotes from his Rebbe, who is his Rebbe? Mari Abuav, no? Mari Beirav, I think. So he says, we follow the Rambam in the Mishneh Torah that you have to learn from a kosher Sefer Torah, but b'di'evid he already learned the first four aliyahs, so b'di'evid we rely on the Tshuvas HaRambam that if you learn Bal Peh, you learn from a pasul of Sefer Torah, it's good. So in the middle of the, after the first four aliyahs, you realize there's a psul, so you put away the first Sefer Torah, take out the second Sefer Torah, and you lane from here on. B'diyevet, you rely on the Chuvas HaRambam that you may lane bal peh, you may lane from a pasul of Sefer Torah, but not l'hatchila. I remember when we learned Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah, Rav Soloveitchik said, if you can convince the Ba'al, so the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Acharonim, if you can squeeze in seven aliyahs from here to the end, that's preferable. Let's say you're up to Hamishi. So if you can squeeze in seven aliyahs, to go tell him to lane back from the beginning, that's not right. But if you can squeeze in seven aliyahs, you should do that. So Rav Soloveitchik said, if you can convince the Balabatim to go along, it would be better when you take out the new Sefer Torah to lane over from the beginning. Seven aliyahs, not just to squeeze in seven aliyahs over here. I remember once in Washington Heights, they found a mistake in the Sefer Torah, around Chamishi or so, in Hazinu. So the rabbi wasn't thinking. So he remembered the Mishnah Berurah, so they took out a new Sefer Torah, and he said, they should make seven aliyahs from here to the end. And Hazinu, they did it. They did it. Hazinu, the Gemara has in the end of Rosh Hashanah, has to, is a poem, Shiras Hazinu. Shira, it doesn't rhyme, but it's a poem. And the Gemara says there's a special way how you break up Hazinu. The Rosh Hashanah is Haziv Loch. Hey, Zayin, Yud, Vav, Lamed, Chof. These are the six aliyahs of the Shiras Hazinu. And the Gemara says in the Beis HaMikdash, the Leviim sang Hashem Shalom Hayom Beis HaMikdash B'Shabbos. I said Mishili Yom HaShabbos. That's when the Kohanim did the Nisach HaYayin after the Tamid Shal Shachar. Every day, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, while the Kohanim were pouring the wine, the Leviim would sing the Shir Shal Yom. On Shabbos, they brought a Karban Musaf, so the Kohanim would pour the wine, Nisach HaYayin, after the Musaf, so they would recite Hazinu. So the first Shabbos, they would recite the first section of Hazinu. Second Shabbos, they would recite the second section, sing the second section of Hazinu. The third Shabbos, they would recite the third section. And then, after six Shabbosim, there would be Chozer Chalila. The seventh Shabbos, they would go back to laying over the first section of Hazinu. And then the Gemara adds on there, in the end of Rosh Hashanah, Kederach Shechalukim Kan, just like the Levim divide Hazinu into six sections, Dafka like this, Kachalukim Ebeis HaKnesses. In Shul, when you lay in Hazinu, you're supposed to break it up the exact same way. So that's a din in the Gemara. You're not allowed to make Hoysophis in Hazinu. That's a Beferish din in the Gemara. So the rabbi of Bishas Maisi, he got carried away. So the rabbi made a mistake. So he told the Gabbai, make Hoysophis, squeeze in. They squeezed in seven aliyahs from there to the end. Then the rabbi came to Mincha, and he said in public, I made a mistake this morning. If it ever happens again, don't do that. You're not allowed to make Hoysophis in Hazinu. He forgot. He looked it up in Shulchan Aruch, maybe someone brought it to his attention. He looked it up, and he said in public, he made a mistake, and he said, you shouldn't do it again. Yeah. I remember I was once in a shul, so they had a bar mitzvah in Hazinu, the bar mitzvah bacha was a kohen. So the boy wanted an aliyah, the father wanted an aliyah, and the grandfather wanted an aliyah. So they made hoysophis in Hazinu. There was a very big Talmid Chacham there in the shul. He wasn't the rabbi, he was visiting in the shul. This Talmid Chacham wrote, knock out Shuvas on Ebenezer and Achoshe Mishpat, but Orech Chaim was not his forte. So I was eating by him on Shabbos. As we were walking home, I told him, what did they do over here? They made Hoysophis. He never heard of it. He never heard of it. They're not allowed to make Hoysophis. That's a deal in the Gemara. Not allowed to make Hoysophis in Hazinu. So that's the Gemara. Freg the Gemara Kasha. Umi Chashina lepigoma. Is that a problem of Pigoma Shel Sefer Torah Rishon? If you're going to lay from another Sefer Torah, people are going to think the first Sefer Torah is Pasul. Sometimes you lay from two or three Sefer Torah. B'zeh Hazeh. We do it all the time. Nobody thinks that it's Pasul. Everybody knows that you give five aliyahs in the first Sefer Torah, one aliyah in the second Sefer Torah, and the one aliyah in the third Sefer Torah. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, Rosh Chodesh Tevesh Chaldiyas B'Shabbos. So Shabbos Chanukah and Rosh Chodesh Tevis is in the middle of Chanukah. Maybe Sholosh Tevis. The Kor Achas Minyan Shal Yom, Achshav Rosh Chodesh, Achshav Shal Chanukah. And for the Gemara, the public perception will be that that's not a problem. Tlosa Gavri, but Tlosa Sifrei. Three people, each one getting an aliyah in a different Sefer Torah. Lekah Pegoma. Each person learns from another Sefer Torah. Obachad Gavri, one Kain Gadol, he's learning from two Sefer Torah. They're going to think they must have discovered a mistake. Unless he was there last Yom Kippur and he remembers that's what happened last Yom Kippur. He do it every Yom Kippur. But a person is going to come the first time and I think they must have found a mistake. So it's not going to help all the announcements that you got to make. That's going to be Mishum Kol Mishol Rish. That's the Gemara. That's the famous Gemara. Then the Mishnah says the Kohen Gadol has to say the brachas dafke b'loshon HaKodesh, and the brachas that he says are eight different brachas. Mevarach aleh shemayna brachas. What are the eight brachas? So the Gemara says Tana Rabban mevarachim ala Torah ve'ala Aveda, like we say the same bracha. Gedar shem mevarachim beis haknesses, like a regular mafter, the regular for, a regular person says. No. Ala Torah Aveda is the brachas haftorah. What's ala Torah is what is shenasal lana Torah semes. Bichas Atar, like we say, Shenasal on the Teresemis. Then you say, Val Ha'avoida, Allah Avoida, Rabban Shalom should accept, like we'd say. So Rabban Shalom should accept the karbanas that we brought. Then you have another broch, Al Ha'avoidah. These are sections from the Shemon Esri that we say. They didn't have the whole Shemon Esri like we have it, that was instituted later, but they have parts of it. Al Ha'avoidah is Moedim Anak Naloch. Al Mechilas Avon Kitikunan. Right, the nusach like in the Shmon Esrei, al mechilas avin, the baruch shalom, slacha mechala avin, the same, biyom kippurim, hazeh, mechava b'shenu, chad senim, neged enecha, we have that nusach in the Shmon Esrei. Al amigdush b'fnei atzma, the prayer that the baruch shalom should protect the Beis Amigdush, shouldn't be destroyed. Al kohanim b'fnei atzma, the kohanim should be able to function in the Beis Amigdush, that's separate bracha. Al yisod b'fnei atzma, separate bracha. Al Yerushalayim b'fnei atzma, baruch shalom should protect Yerushalayim. So these are the eight brachas that the Kohen Gadol recited. Yeah,
before
we
started laying these, the brachas before he started.
Some before, some after. Some are before, some are after.
These things were in one bracha, or he
no, eight no. different brachas. That's what it says, eight separate brachas.
So this was before he began the laying?
probably most of them after. I imagine most of them after.
So would he post say, what was the bracha used by post?
Probably Asher Bachabonim, like we do. Alat Torah is probably the first one. And then the others were probably after. The others we have incorporated in the Shemar Esrei. We have Yerushalayim Mircha Berachmim Toshuv. As much as Beis Hamikdash Shavikaim, they don't say return to Yerushalayim. They offer a prayer, protect Yerushalayim, that it shouldn't collapse, it shouldn't fall in the hands of the enemy. And then V'Hashar Tfilo. What do you mean V'Hashar Tfilo? That's how the Mishnah ends off. The Mishnah concludes V'Hashar Tfilo. They would add on other Tfilos. So Gemara Tana Rabbanu, what is that referring to? V'Hashar Tfilo Tchina Rina Bakosh Sham Chisot Tzichm Livoshea. That's what we say, Shemeh Tefillah. We say, in the weekdays, we say Shemeh Tefillah. Here the Kohen Gadol says it on Yom Kippur, Shemeh Tefillah. And he says, Ribbono Shel Olam should give us a Yeshua. We have all of these themes in the Shemon Esrei in different places. What do you do after the Kohen Gadol finishes the Kriyas HaTorah on Yom Kippur? Mekan V'yelch, after he finishes, there was a... apparently there was an Erev in Yerushalayim that people would carry. Rashi has two pshat. Either there was an Erev in Yerushalayim, or on Yom Kippur, you're allowed to carry. Only 38 malachas harasser, and haitzah is mutter on Yom Kippur. Obviously, we don't pass like that. We pass, you're not allowed to carry on Yom Kippur. So Rashi is not sure. One, the Gemara in Yuma has two suggestions. One suggestion is the people are allowed to carry on Yom Kippur, because the pasuk says, in Yirmiyah, I think, Yirmiyah, the Navi tells him not to carry on Shabbos. So it sounds like only on Shabbos it's Aser, on Yom Kippur it's Mutter. And we don't accept that opinion. So the Brisa says to Rabbanon, how does it say? Mikan v'yelch, after the Kohen Gadol finishes, kol echad v'yechad mevi sefer Torah mitoch beis. So all the individual people, whoever owns a sefer Torah, would carry it to the Beis HaMikdosh, to the shul there. That's where Rashi has the two pshat. Carry on Yom Kippur, what's going on? So he says, either the one pshat from Yuma, Ein Erev Haitzol Yom Kippur. There's no prohibition of carrying on Yom Kippur. That's not the accepted opinion. And the other opinion, Rashi says, Inami, they made an Erev in Yerushalayim. The problem is that there's a Mishnah in Erevin where it says they're not allowed to carry in Yerushalayim. So why are you not allowed to carry in Yerushalayim? So most of the Rishonim say the Erev fell down. The Mishnah is talking at the time when the Erev fell down. When did the Erev fall down? So the Gemara says towards the end of the Bai Sheni period, the Romans made 13 holes in the wall. They made such breaches in the wall. If you have, let's say, a building that has a mechitza around and around, say, if you have a doorway that's a couple of feet wide, nishgefelach, the mechitza still makes it into Bishus HaYochid. But if you have a wide opening that's more than Eser Amos, and you don't have a Tzuras HaPesach, see over here, each doorway has a Tzuras HaPesach, you have a frame. So if the frame, even if the frame is more than 18 feet, more than Eser Amos, the Tzuras HaPesach is considered a mechitza. But the Romans made breaches in the wall, Yid Gimel protzes, parts of bow. They made breaches, and there was no tzuras ha-pesach, and the breaches, each one was more than eser amos wide, gaps. So that ruins the whole mechitza. So most of the Rishonim say that that's that pshat and that Mishnah in Erevin. When we were learning Erevin, we had it. The Mishnah is talking towards the end of the period of the Baal Shem that there were breaks in the wall, so the Erev didn't help. The wall was falling down. And the Rabbein Ephraim is some Rishonim call him the Talmud of the Rif. He was not a Talmud of the Rif. He never learned by the Rif. He wrote a running commentary on the Rif, like the Baal Amor wrote a running commentary. So Rabbein Ephraim, quoted by the Baal Amor, says, no, they never had an Erev in Yerushalayim. And it's a question, why? What does he mean, they never had an Erev? He says, they never had an Erev in Yerushalayim, even though Yerushalayim was not a Rishus Aram Deraisa. You're not allowed to make an Erev in a big city for some unknown reason. He doesn't explain why. That's what all the Poskim discuss, what is he talking about. But here the Mishnah says that they did carry. Everyone who possesses Hevet Torah would bring it to the shul in the Beis HaMikdash. Rikaribo. If you remember the Kol Kach Lama, what was that all about? A parade of Sifrei Torah. Every balabas brings his Sefer Torah and he lanes from Achrei Mois. Everything more. Kedei Laharis Chazusa the Rabbin, to show the public that he has a kosher, beautiful Sefer Torah.
Doesn't it remind you with the Hillel, the Bebe Seira, with the Pesach comes out, every Pesach comes out of Shabbos?
Yeah.
And the whole question about how carrying the Challah.
Right. The Pesach Pshat is even in Yerushalayim, they're not allowed to carry. So that was, I guess, at the time that the era was down.
Book of Chodah,
the chayma was the mechitza. The chayma was the mechitza. Yeah, but when they made holes in the chayma, so then ois mechitza. They made big enough holes as ois mechitza.
Yeah, they also talk about bringing a lulav. They did bring it.
Different times. The Pashat Pashat is different times. No, it says that they brought the lulav maner of Shabbos. They brought the lulav maner of Shabbos, and then they gave it back to each person, and then they were fighting with each other. Someone took my lulav. So that Mishnah goes at the time that they're not allowed to carry. That Mishnah is assuming they're not allowed to carry in Yerushalayim. Unless you're talking about people carrying the love of Mechutz to Yerushalayim, into Yerushalayim. It doesn't sound like it. It sounds like they're carrying in Yerushalayim.
The Shashat Kala Rabbis, Pashat Kala Rabbis, then is talking about the who is no Erev, basically. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, whenever you have an Erev, you're allowed to carry Dala Rabbis, Pashat Kala
Rabbis.
You
need an Erev today in Yerushalayim?
I think you do. The walls are not complete. They don't have walls around and around the Holy Ratika. I don't think so. For sure you need an Erev. For sure you need an Erev. Here in the Parshas Vayechi, Yaakov Avinu feels he's about to die. Feels he's weak and old and he's falling apart. And he wants to tell his children, wants to tell them, Bikesh Yaakov Agalus HaSaketz. Rashi quotes from the Gemara in Psochen. He wanted to tell him when Mashiach is going to come, when it's going to be the Gulu Hasida. Then it's Talka Hemenu Shechina. So the Gemara understands in Talka Hemenu Shechina because he thought that Eimegalan Elulitznuin, that his children are not Roy Lakach. So why they're not Roy Lakach? He thought they were lacking in Amunah. What do you have to be Roy Lakach in order to be religious then? In order to be religious today, you have a whole Shulchan Aruch, Shabbos and Kashrus and Taras HaMishpach and Lo'isigzim and Lo'isinuf and Lo'isachma, this on Ashiya Mitzvahs, Mitzvahs Deraisa, Mitzvahs Derabbanan is a big burden. In the days of Avraham Yitzchak Yankov, what was so difficult to be Jewish? You know, they all had a bris milah. Nobody was into married. They were all married to Jewish girls. You know that they were all Zionists. They all wanted to move back to Eretz Yisrael, Zionism they had. So what was missing over there?
That was Zionist.
Oh. No, so that's what the Medrash says. He was afraid maybe they're lacking in Amunah. So they said, Dad, Shema Yisrael, Dad, what is Hashem Elkein Hashem Echad? We believe in monotheism. We believe. So Yaakov Avinu is so excited, he jumps from joy, said, Baruch Shem Fai Moch Hasoi, blessed should be the Rabbi Shalom. My children are all 100%. That was considered 100%. 100% Yiddishkeit means you're not intermarried. In the days of the Abbas, the Gemara says, commenting on the Gemara in the end of Yevamos Daf Kuf, comments on the pasuk on Lech Lecha. The Rabban Shalom says to Avraham Avinu they should perform a Bismillah, and is giving Eretz Yisrael to Avraham Avinu. Zionism is part of this religion, and you have to believe in God. Lios Lecha Lelekim, you have to believe in God. Ulezarecha Acharecha, Lios Lecha Lelekim, Ulezarecha Acharecha. So the Gemara says that the children should also be Jewish, you shouldn't marry a nochris. If you marry a nochris, the children are going to be going. So das gemen the ganze Yiddishkeit, bris mila, Zionism, emuna, lias lachal alakim, and intermarriage, lusach hacharacha, das gemen the ganze Yiddishkeit. So Yankov Avinu knew they all had a bris mila. He was there. He saw to it that each one had a bris. He married them all off. He knew they were all married to Jewish women. He was megayer all of the wives. No one was intermarried, and he knew they all wanted to move back to Eretz Yisrael. He said, "Make sure you bury me in Eretz Yisrael." They all had gagoyim to go back to Eretz Yisrael. The only thing he didn't know was whether they really have a munah. So they all said, "Dad, Shema Yisrael, Shem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. We believe in monotheism." So he jumps from joy. Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Eliyahu Avod. So the Gemara has this comment that Yaakov Avinu said Baruch Shem. So we say Baruch Shem. We say Shema Yisrael, but Moshe Rabbeinu didn't put it in the Chumash. So we shouldn't say it. So we should say, we shouldn't say. So the Gemara says, we say Balachash. We make a compromise. But on Yom Kippur, the meaning is that we say it out loud. So what is that all about? So the Nesivus writes in his drushes on this parsha, Nachlas Yankiv. Nesivus was a Rav in a community. He had a whole drushes. So he says, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't write, Hashbaruch Shem Kvam Chuzan, but we don't jump from joy anymore because the guy is a monotheist. And what's with Shabbos and Kashrus and Shatnes and the Mikveh? And tzitzis and tefillin and another 1,001 mitzvahs deraisa derabbanan, just because he's a monotheist and a Zionist and a bris mila, and he's not intermarried. This is the ganze religion. In the days of Yaakov Avinu, that was 100% Jewish religion. So he's jumping from joy. But by the time Moshe Rabbeinu was dictated the chumash by Hakadosh Baruch Hu, he can't put Baruch Shem for Uchus Kavod after Shema Yisrael Shem Echad. We're not going to jump from joy. But on Yom Kippur, we want the Rabban Shalom to give us a break. So we say, Rabbi Shalom, have Rachmonis, at least on the scale of Yiddishkeit in the days of the Yavis, this would have been perfect Judaism. So we say, you should jump from joy. Baruch Shem, Rabbi Shalom, you should jump from joy. We believe in Hashem Echad. We all have a bismila. None of us are intermarried. We're all Zionists. So jump, give us a break. We're 100% Yidden on the level of the Yavis. I'm not exactly on the level after Matan Torah, but at least on the level of others. So that's what the Nesiva says on Yom Kippur. We say Baruch Shem out loud to encourage the Rabbanu Shalom to give us a break. May he give us a break. Yeah. So I want to mention again, next week I won't be able to give the shiur because on Sunday night my child number 8 is getting married again. He's getting married in Williamsburg at a Teres Avram. The wedding's going to begin about 5:30. Everyone's invited to the chuppah. And then a whole week my wife and sister have to participate in all the shiur brachas. So the week after we'll continue.
How did they read it?